Well, good morning. This is the Lou Rockwell Show, and what an honor it is to have as our guest this morning, Mr. Jesse Ventura. Jesse is the author of a brand new book, very exciting book, a very timely book, called They Killed Our President, 63 Reasons to Believe There Was a Conspiracy to Assassinate JFK. This, of course, is only his most recent achievement. He's the former independent governor of Minnesota, former U.S. Navy frogman, a professional wrestler, movie actor, visiting fellow at the JFK School at Harvard, author of 8 books. He was the host and executive producer of True TV's Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. And he's known, to say many things about Jesse Ventura, but he's known for questioning authority as one of his great virtues. So Jesse, I noticed an uprise in books and media indoctrination saying, don't question the JFK assassination, because we're coming up here on the 50th anniversary. But Americans have never believed the official story, have they?
No, they really haven't, and they shouldn't believe it, because once you delve into it, it becomes abundantly clear to you when you look at evidence that mainstream media doesn't generally talk about, that it clearly was not Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone that could assassinate the President of the United States. It just isn't feasible with what they did. But people are still in denial, Lou. They don't want to believe that there was a bigger thing. They like to have the lone nut because that gives them only a single thing to blame for it, and it seems that they won't get off of that. But if you look at statistics today in polls, 75 to 80% of the public do not believe the Warren Commission. So in many ways, I'm preaching to the choir because most people are on my side on this issue, believe it or not. But you still get the diehards on the other side that defend it to no end that the Warren Commission is indeed accurate.
On the other hand, there are some people who say, well, you know, really, it's ancient history. Too bad it happened, whatever happened, has no application to us today. But didn't it mark a real watershed, maybe even a coup in the American government and changed everything?
Oh, Lou, absolutely. When people say to me, it's 50 years ago, move on. No, because let me put it to you in this aspect. And again, I can't necessarily define who they are, but I'll say it. If they can kill our president and get away with it, then what can't they do?
Well, and what haven't they done?
Exactly. That's the way you have to look at it. This was a definite watershed point in America. The coup d'etat took place that day, a change in our government, and it wasn't done at the ballot box. It was done to the bullet to the brain of our president. There were two conspiracies, Lou, that happened. There was the conspiracy to actually murder the president, and then there was the second conspiracy to cover that murder up, which is what, of course, the Warren Commission was all about. They weren't there to find the truth. They were there to simply pad the government story of Oswald being the lone nut assassin. That's the reason that I opened the book up, and it's not even one of the 63. I opened it up, and I insisted upon this with the Katzenbach memo, which was a memo from then-acting Attorney General Nicholas Katzenbach to Lyndon Johnson Monday morning. This is Monday morning, and I'll just paraphrase it. Number one, the public must be satisfied that Oswald was the assassin, that he did not have Confederates who are still at large, and that evidence was such that he would have been convicted at trial. And then to get to the very last line of the memo, this is their memo. We need something to head off public speculation or congressional hearings of the wrong sort. I would love to hear the definition of what a congressional hearing of the wrong sort is.
There are a lot of congressional hearings of the wrong sort we haven't had, of course, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's not a smoking gun to me, Lou. That's a smoking cannon, because that outlines the entire cover-up right in the government's own memo. And then, you know, one of the things you always hear is, well, had there been a conspiracy after all these years, someone would have talked, right? Someone would have spilled the beans. They have. It's just that the media doesn't report it. We report it in this book. Take, for example, President Richard Nixon on his infamous Watergate tapes. Right on the tapes, Nixon, right on his own tape, says that the Warren Commission is the biggest hoax ever perpetrated on the American people. Now, I mean, that's not me saying it. That's Richard Nixon caught on his own tapes.
Well, it's yeah, of course, it's an astounding thing. And of course, Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA, who obviously had a role in the whole business. He's the actual guy in charge of the Warren Commission.
Well, Kennedy had fired him. This is the former head of the CIA. See, Kennedy made a tremendous amount of enemies. He made enemy of the CIA. He fired Dulles Cabell and the third guy and said he was going to break them into 1,000 pieces after the Bay of Pigs fiasco because he felt they had lied to him. He made enemies of the Pentagon and the Joint Chiefs because he would not invade Cuba, and he had ordered the first 1,000 advisors out of Vietnam, and the chances are there, he had said that we will be out of Vietnam by 65. He said that off the record. But he said, I have to do it after I'm reelected. So the Pentagon and Joint Chiefs didn't like him. He was going to take away the oil depletion allowance, which is the big write-off for the big oil men. So he had big oil angry at him. The mafia was angry at him because Bobby, as attorney general, was waging war on them. Jack Kennedy was attempting to change the course of our government in a dramatic way towards peace. And he made all these enemies internally doing that, any one of which could have pulled the trigger. And certainly if they combined together, they could get this whole job done, including the cover-up. I mean, let's look at also Lyndon Johnson. Whenever you look at a murder, you have to assess who profits the most from this, who benefits the most, whether it's a domestic murder or whatever. When a homicide happens, that's what you look at. Well, Lyndon Johnson was neck deep in two major scandals, the Billy Saul Estes scandal and the Bobby Baker scandal. There was talk he could actually go to prison and that Kennedy was going to drop him from the ticket because he was now excess baggage. This was the end of the road for Lyndon. Well, all of a sudden, he becomes president. Those two scandals magically just disappear, pretty much, and life goes on. So, you know, and what did Lyndon Johnson do? Immediately after the murder, he has the car, which is a murder scene. Anybody knows the yellow tape's supposed to go around it till forensics done. He has it Monday morning on his orders. It's up in Detroit, Michigan, being completely refurbished. Now, that's obstruction of justice. Plain and simple. How can you take a murder scene, which anybody would know that? Come on, if you watch TV, you know the yellow tape goes around it and in come the investigators. Yet that car, on orders from our president, our new president, was shuttled off and refurbed up in Pontiac Monday morning.
And LBJ was involved in some murders in Texas. The 1948 election.
And in fact, the guy who they claimed to be his assassin, this Mack Wallace, his fingerprint was actually identified up in the shooter nest. There were fingerprints up there they could not identify. Well, today, one of those fingerprints has been definitely identified belonging to Mack Wallace.
I've always thought it was significant, and you mentioned about Pentagon hatred of Kennedy, that he fired the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, an unheard of General Lyman Lemnitzer, for having proposed Operation Northwoods, which was to have a phony terrorist incident, killing people in Miami that would be shooting down a plane, blowing up buses, that would then be blamed on Castro and give a justification to invade Cuba.
Yeah, exactly.
So here you have these guys proposing a false flag operation.
Yep.
Makes you wonder what other false flags have taken place since then.
Certainly. You know, always the thing is, you know, what we've lost sight of in our country today, I believe, is to be vigilant. Our forefathers wanted the citizens to be vigilant. That's the only way this will work. And the problem is we haven't been vigilant, and we need to be. And being vigilant means you are a patriot. It does not mean what they've gotten. You know what astounds me today, Lou? They've taken the word truth and made it a bad word.
That's true.
No, they have. Can you take the word truth and make it bad because now people are labeled truthers? Well, that's a bad word, the truth, and yet they've done it. They've morphed the word to where people initially, when they hear the word truth now, it's got a bad ring to it.
Well, it's astounding. George Orwell, of course, wrote a great paper on how politicians misuse the language, change definitions of words, and in order to for power and to cover up their lies and their crimes. So we see this every day, and that's
I like to refer to it like this. You know, the government, whenever an incident happens, the government will come out with the official story, right?
Yes.
Well, That's properly named because the reason it's called the official story, this is my definition, is because it's generally there to protect officials. That's their story. That's why it's called that. This is the official story. So as long as you identify it that way, you're very clear on everything.
Jesse, astounding. And do you are you, just in your own travels and all the people that you talk to, are you finding an increased interest in the Kennedy assassination as we come up to the 50th anniversary?
Oh, yeah. And especially I find that it's interesting that young people, people who weren't even alive, you know, who only have heard of Jack Kennedy and, you know, read what's been written about him, they seem to have a great interest in it. Because when I'm at book signings now, yes, there's all the people of my generation that lived through it, but there's also an amazing amount of young people that are showing up at my book signings. You know, people, young people that I think are thirsty for the truth and thirsty to know if government does deceive you and can they believe their government. And certainly in light of the Kennedy situation, my unfortunate answer is no. You cannot believe your government, especially when it seems when they form these commissions that the commissions are there not to seek the truth, they're there to cover it up, which it was so blatantly clear to me with the Warren Commission that it's astounding, some of the things.
I've always thought if the government is making it highly politically incorrect to look into something, you know that you can't believe them. And of course, all the important stuff is highly politically incorrect to look into, to have a different view to dissent.
And the other thing, too, to look at is, if it's what they told us it was, why would they have to hide documents?
Yeah.
You know, like in the case of the murder of John Kennedy, if you apply common sense, and that's what I love to do, and of course, common sense today is pretty dangerous in dealing with government, but if you apply common sense, if Oswald's who they say he was, this disgruntled little Marine who turned Marxist-Leninist, went crazy and murdered our president, how could any documents on him affect national security? And why would anything have to be locked up? Do you know today you still can't get his tax return?
Oh, very
interesting. Now, people might say, well, how would Lee Harvey Oswald's tax return be important? Well, here's why. That would start a paper trail to where you could see how he was earning his living. And if that paper trail led to the U.S. government, that he was being paid by the United States government, well, that changes the whole story, doesn't it?
Boy, yeah.
Well, that's why you can't see his tax return, because it would create the paper trail of finding out who was paying Oswald. How was Lee Oswald earning a living? And the one thing my book will show people is that Oswald couldn't and didn't do it. You know, can we tell you precisely who did do it? I think we get close if we can't. But, you know, naturally, nothing's in court, nothing's sworn to. But what we can show you is 63 reasonable doubts. And if you're going to convict someone for murder, it has to be beyond a reasonable doubt, not beyond 63 reasonable doubts.
In Webster Hubble's book about his time in the Clinton administration, he says when Clinton sent him over to be big wheel in the Justice Department, Clinton said to him, find out for me who killed Kennedy. So I never heard any more about that, except in that reference in Hubble's book.
So Webster never said if he was successful? It'd be interesting to find out, to continue the story. What
That's
happened?
Right.
Did he actually go over and inquire as to that?
Well,
I'd love
we'd
to
all
know.
Like
I'd
to know.
Love, you know what I'd love to know, Lou? Who he spoke to?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I wish he'd reveal that and say, well, here, I went to so-and-so at that's what we do in my book. Not to change the subject, but we have a piece of one of the great things about this book, Lou, is that as people read it, and I explain this at the top of the book, they will be able to go to internet sites if they have their computer with them, and they'll be able to watch or observe what we're talking about themselves. And one of the most remarkable that astounded me during the research of this was that you can actually see at Love Field the Secret Service being ordered off of the bumper of the president's limousine, because that's standard operating procedure that the Secret Service ride on the president's bumper. You can actually see them being ordered off and the Secret Service guy throwing his arms out to his sides, palms up, like is saying, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And I mean, people say that's not dynamic. apply common sense. Why is standard operating procedure being violated here?
Well, Jesse, another reason the Kennedy assassination is important and why it's so important to tell the truth, as your book does, and of course asks all the right questions too, is that there's a lot of other things that are going on, horrendous things, whether you look at the NSA spying or all the wars and various horrendous technologies DARPA's developing. And really, the government is not our friend, and I think more and more Americans are realizing that. So for people to wake up, really a great place to start is They Killed Our President by Jesse Ventura. It's very creatively organized. As Jesse says, it's got the URLs, lead you to other research. Jesse, I think we all owe you a debt of gratitude for having put out this book and helping people to be much more skeptical of everything the government says, all the various things they're doing, and helping people understand what happened in Dallas and why it's continuing to have an effect on us right this moment.
Well, I couldn't say it any better, Lou. Thank you. That's very flattering what you said. But for me, it was just a life passion. And I felt that selfishly, I thought, you know what? The only way anyone's going to know 100 years from now, for whatever it's worth, that the 38th governor of Minnesota did not believe the Warren Commission, is for me to write my own book. And so that was one of the major reasons I wrote the book, is just to go on the record officially stating that I don't believe it. You'll never get me to believe it until many of these questions are answered and suitably answered, not the buck passed around and give me a bunch of BS on it. You know, I want to know the truth, and that's the only way I felt I could work at getting it.
Jesse, you're a hero.
Oh,
thanks.
I don't know about that,
thank
Lou.
You. Yeah,
I'm just
you
a vigilant
are.
Citizen. I'm just what our forefathers, I think, expected of us. And you're not unpatriotic because you question your government. You are patriotic when you question your government.
Darn right.
Thanks, Lou. Appreciate it.
Jesse, thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. We'll talk again.
Well, thanks so much for listening to the Lou Rockwell Show today. Take a look at all the podcasts. There have been hundreds of them. There's a link on the LRC front page. Thank you.